part of the proposal, is developing smart gun technology. Now, this is an interesting example. I don't exactly understand this, and maybe there will be somebody in the audience who explains it to me. Back in 1997, the CEO of Colt said, we can design or are starting to develop guns where you can only use it if you've got a chip. So you wear a band or a bracelet, and that then protects your two-year-old or three-year-old from picking up the gun and using it. And a boycott was called against them, and they had to back off of developing that technology. To me, this does not make sense. If you are a gun owner, I would think that you would at least want a choice so that if you wanted to purchase a firearm that could only be used by you, in part to avoid accidents in your home, in part to make sure that if it's stolen, it's not used by a criminal, in part if there's an intruder, you pull the gun, but somehow it gets wrested away from you, that gun can't be turned on you and used on you. I would think there might be a market for that. I'm not saying that necessarily would be the only gun that's available, but it seems to me that that would be something that in any other area, in any other product, any other commercial venture, there'd be some research and development on that because that's a promising technology. It has not been developed primarily because it's been blocked by either the NRA, which is are funded by gun manufacturers, or other reasons. In part, what we proposed was, you know what? We're going to do some of the research. We'll work with the private sector. We'll figure out whether or not this technology can be developed, and then give everybody a choice in terms of the kind of firearm that they want to purchase, because I think that there will, in fact, be a market for that. And over time, that's an example of how we could reduce some of the preventable gun deaths that are out there.